Philip asked me why I pray. I didn't know what to say. I just do, that's all.
You should always be ready to tell other people why you believe in Jesus. It's good to be prepared. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. Hey, let me ask you, do you like to go fishing? My dad used to take me and my brother all the time, but before we left for the lake, we had to check all the equipment, you know, the poles and the tackle boxes, and we had to make sure we had gas for the boat. That way, we were ready to catch those fish. Being a Christian is kind of the same. You have to be ready to share your faith with anyone who asks, just like you have to be ready to catch fish. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "If someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it." So let's listen to our story for today. It's called A Good Fisherman. Owen looked up from his fishing tackle box and saw his friend Caleb coming up the driveway. They were going fishing that afternoon. "Hi, Caleb," Owen said. "Just checking to make sure all the lures and hooks are in order. I already checked my rod and dug up a bunch of worms. Mom fixed a lunch for us, so let's go." Owen's thoroughness in preparing paid off. He almost always came home with a string of fish, and that day was no exception. But when Owen entered the house, his mom noticed he was unusually quiet. "Is something wrong?" she asked. "Well, when Caleb and I were eating the lunch you sent with us, he asked me why I always bow my head and close my eyes for a few seconds before I eat," replied Owen. "I told him I was praying, and he asked why."
"And what did you tell him?" asked Mom.
"I told him I was thanking God for our food. Then Caleb asked me about God and church and all sorts of things, and I didn't know what to say. I never thought about how to explain why we go to church or how I know God loves me. I just know, that's all." Owen was obviously feeling frustrated.
"I see," Mom was thoughtful. "Do you know what it means to be a fisher of people?" she asked.
"Sure," Owen answered. "It means bringing others to Jesus. We talked about that in Sunday school."
"Before you go fishing for fish, you always check your rod and tackle and, in general, prepare carefully," said Mom.
"We need to prepare to fish for people, too."
"How do I do that?" Owen asked.
"Well, let's talk about the things Caleb asked you," said Mom. "Thinking through them will help you figure out how to explain God's love for us and why Jesus died on the cross for our sins."
"Okay," said Owen. "Should we look up a Bible verse about it too?"
"Yes, we should. Becoming familiar with God's word is part of preparing to be a fisher of people. So let's prepare. And then when the chance comes, you'll be ready with an answer for Caleb or for anyone else who asks." So how about you? What will you say if you're asked why you believe in Jesus or why you go to church or read the Bible? Being familiar with your Bible and knowing where to locate verses about Jesus and what he did to save us will help prepare you for unexpected questions. It will help you become an effective fisher of people, one who can introduce friends to the love and grace of Jesus. Our key verse is found in 1 Peter 3:15.
If someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it.
And our key thought today, be ready to explain your faith. When you spend time with God this summer, you could win. Join the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program and read the Keys for Kids stories every day in June, July, and August. Then you could win an Echo Dot, Kindle Fire, or Keys for Kids Storyteller each of those months. And if you complete all 3 months, you'll be entered for a chance to win the grand prize, your very own Bluetooth speaker. So get ready for Word with Zach now. Go to wordwithzach.org to activate your name. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.